ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास, ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवदिनेष्टगे।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 4 द एट्रोसिटीज ऑफ किंग कंस टेक्स्ट 3।
सतलपात तूर्णम उत्थाय कालोयमिति विहवलः, सुतीग्रहम अगातूर्णम प्रस्खलन मुक्तमूर्धजा।
ही किंग कंस तलपात फ्रॉम द बेड, तूर्णम वेरी क्विकली उत्थाय गेटिंग अप, कालायम हियर इज माय डेथ द सुप्रीम टाइम, इति इन दिस वे विहवलः ओवरवेलम्ड सूतिग्रहम टू द मैटरनिटी होम, अगात वेंट तूर्णम विदाउट डिले, प्रस्खलन स्कैटरिंग मुक्त हैड बिकम ओपन, मूर्धजः द हेयर ऑन द हेड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद। शिला प्रभुपाद की। कंस इमीडिएटली गॉट अप फ्रॉम बेड थिंकिंग हियर इज काल द सुप्रीम टाइम फैक्टर विच हैज टेकन बर्थ टू किल मी। दस ओवरवेलम्ड कंस हिज हेयर इज स्कैटर्ड ऑन हिज हेड, एट वंस अप्रोच द पैलेस द प्लेस वेयर द चाइल्ड हैड बीन born. Please repeat. Kansa immediately got up from bed, thinking here is Kala, the supreme time factor, which has taken birth to kill me. Thus overwhelmed, Kansa, his hair is scattered on his head, at once approached the place where the child had been born. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The word Kala is significant. Although the child was born to kill Kansa, Kansa thought that this was the proper time to kill the child so that he himself would be saved. Kala is actually another name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he appears only for the purpose of killing. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna in his universal form, who are you? The Lord presented himself as Kala, Kalosmi, death personified to kill. By nature's law, when there is unwanted increase in population, Kala appears. And by some arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, people are killed wholesale in different ways by war, pestilence, famine, and so on. At the time, even atheistic political leaders to go to a church, mosque, or temple for protection by God or gods. And some may simply say, God willing. Before that, they pay no attention to God, not caring to know God or His will. But when Kala appears, they say, God willing. Death is but another feature of Supreme Kala, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the time of death, the atheist must submit to the Supreme Kala. And then Supreme Personality of Godhead takes away all his possessions, mrityu sarvasya harascham, and forces him to accept another body, tatha dehantar prapti. This the atheists do not know. And if they do know, they neglect it so that they may go on with their normal life. The Krishna conscious movement is trying to teach them that although for a few years one may act as a great protector or great watchman, with the appearance of Kala, death, one must take another body by the laws of nature. Not knowing this, they unnecessarily waste their time in their occupation as watchdogs and do not try to get mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is clearly said, Aprapyamam nivartante mrityu sansara vartamani. Without Krishna consciousness, one is condemned to continue wandering in birth and death, not knowing what will happen in one's next birth. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri gurve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavasya shri rupam sagra jatam sagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakhanvitansya he krishna karuna sindho dinu bandho jagatpate gopesh gopika kanta radha kanta namastute tapt kanchan gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari rishabhanusute devi pranamami hari priya vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shivasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram hare ram 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 Hare Hare. Kansa immediately got up from his bed, thinking, here is the Kala, the supreme time factor, which has taken birth to kill me. Thus overwhelmed, Kansa, his hair scattered on his head, at once approached the place where the child had been born. So here we see the mentality of the materialistic people. They wanted to live forever. If there is anything which comes in their way, like the scientists, they did stem cell research just to make sure that they get all the necessary bodily elements to develop them for their own treatments when they become old, from the children, from the newborn babies, like that. So this is the demoniac civilization. This is one example. Like Krishna here took birth in the prison house of Kansa. And then the arrangement of Yogamaya, all the guards went sleeping. And then Krishna was taken to Gokula, of course, and then Yogamaya was transferred. So all mysterious arrangements. Nobody can understand. Krishna's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita chapter, Janma Karma Chame Divya. My appearance and my activities are transcendental. Bhaktya Mama Vijanati. Only my devotees can understand by the dint of their attachment to the loving service of the Lord. Only they can understand. Otherwise, people, they are just speculating. Like almost 25 years ago, I was in Los Angeles Rath Yatra, and when Rath Yatra is going on, three huge carts and thousands of devotees are dancing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, full of power pack. And on the one side, all the Christians with big banners, Krishna is liar, Krishna is mischievous, he is butter thief. In fact, they are glorifying Krishna. But they are thinking that they are blaspheming Krishna. Because they don't understand Krishna. And one of my head of the department's personal secretary, Jennifer, I gave her Bhagavad Gita, Back to God, a long back. And she read that article, The Personality of Godhead, and she said, hey look, Krishna died just by an arrow shot by a hunter. I said, yep, that's the thing. Krishna left body. Can you kill somebody just by hitting an arrow on the foot? Can a people die? Can a person die? No. So that's Krishna's mischievous appearance and leaving this world. And activity is all lifting Govardhan, killing Putna, 5-6 months old. So this is all mysterious. And people, and like this, Krishna is trying to escape death. Krishna is trying to make arrangement that, oh, let me do this, let me do that, and kill this, all the children of Devaki, and trying to make sure that no stone is unturned to save him from death. This is what his effort was. Like long back, I was listening to a class from Navi Yongan Maharaji. He gave one a very nice story from Punjab. And there was a Hakim Lukman. And Hakim Lukman, like the local medical practitioners, they have all these herbs and things. And he made, because he was afraid of death. So what he did, by cloning at back that the time, he created 100 Lukman like him. And when Yamraj's Yamduta came to pick him up, and Yamduta said, oh my God, where is Lukman? Because 100 Lukman were there. And then Yamduta went back to Yamraj and said, Maharaj, we failed this time because we could not find this Lukman. Who is that? Because there were 100 of them. Because he was trying to escape death. But nobody can escape. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityu. Who has taken birth is sure to die. Nobody can escape from death. Yamraj said, no worries, I will go. So Yamraj went. And he said in his Punjabi accent, because Maharaj was speaking like that, Babai banan walia, tu kitna kamal kar ditta, but tu ek galti kar gaya. So Lukman came out of the row and said, what mistake I did? Line se bahar aa gaya. You came out of the row. So because Yamraj said, you have done wonderful job, but you made one mistake. And Lukman immediately came out of the line and said, what mistake I made? You came out of the line. Now I'm going to pick you. So Yamraj took him. So you, nobody can escape Yamraj. Nobody can escape. It's impossible. It's impossible. And like nowadays, we have maybe 1 million reasons of dying quickly, because we have bird flu, we have mad cow disease, we have mad deer disease, we have corona, we have tsunamis, we have earthquakes and hurricanes. So many things are happening in our own body. Sometimes we get a boil on one side, on our hand, and we have no idea where from this came out. We don't remember what we did. But this is our body. Like I was in Delhi in a guest house in temple, and there was a pair staying there. The guy had a backache, and he doesn't know what to do. And hospitals and people, they are just wondering why this backache is. There's so much medical advancements,
So these are suffering. People don't want to die. People don't want to suffer. But this is Mrityuloka, planet of death and place of suffering. Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, I made this world place of misery. Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It's all temporary. People will come and go. Big, big kings. Prabhupada is giving in the exam in the purport. These kings, these rulers, these politicians, they want to claim themselves. Yes, we will protect you. Like when Obama got elected long back, I was there, and he went to Los Angeles, and there were big, big banners, people written, oh, we are hungry, we have no food, we have no jobs. Nobody is listening. And Obama, and he saw that banner, and Obama said, I am listening. So because he thought that, oh yes, I can eradicate hunger, I can help these people, I am president of the United States, like that. But the point is, we kill so many animals, slaughter houses, we do so much ugra karma, and we think nobody is listening to them. If Obama can listen, then God can listen to the cries of the animals, cries of the birds and chickens. Incessantly people are killing all these animals. I was in a party of a Muslim friend. I said, we don't eat anything like that. He said, no, no, no. We have nothing, no meat here, no egg. I said, you're a Muslim and you have nothing? Because, you know, we don't want to offend our Hindu friends. So they are, and on the other hand, if you go to a party of Hindus, they have separate arrangement for meat. They have separate arrangement for wine. What Hindus we are. God is listening. God is watching. We will have to go through the reaction. We cannot escape. And in the World War II time, when bombs were falling everywhere in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada was making kachoris in his kitchen. And people came to him, Prabhupada, bombs are, you know, falling everywhere, and you are so relaxed and making kachoris. Prabhupada said, yes, this is material world. I would prefer dying eating kachoris prasad with the bomb, no problem. Because I am cooking for Krishna. I am involved in service. So that's the power. And after a Twin Tower attack in the United States by the terrorists, both the towers fell, and there was a whole hue and cry, and securities and everything changed. At that time, you know, we used to, before Twin Tower attack, we used to go to the airport up to the gate to see off devotees or Maharaj or anyone, because they used to allow, even you can go up to the gate of the plane. Gate means the, when they take the ramp. But after, nothing remains same. You have so many securities, and all these machines are there. You have to go through so much and a thorough check. The world didn't remain the same after that. Similarly now with the coronavirus. We are all now requested or required to put masks. World is not the same. We are putting masks all the time now. They say never go out without a mask. So world is not the same. It's changing. And after the attack, because we used to go on Harinam, we went to Harinam downtown, and then people look at us. Hey, you guys, where you were, where you are? Have you taken a look at the attack? 5,000 people died. So they were blaming us. What your God is doing? People are dying. I said, yeah. Our God is killing. Our God is not joking here. Because of the karma. Collective karma people have sometimes. They are all those people who are not following things. They are put together at one place and they are killed in mass killing. And in the Western countries, like here, if somebody dies, we take in a procession, Ram Naam Sat Hai, Ram Naam Sat Hai, and everyone who comes on the way,
श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित अभिशाखा की जय, श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय, श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। सो हियर इफ समबडी डाइज वी टेक ऑन द प्रोसेशन, राम नाम सत्य है, राम नाम सत्य है, एंड एवरी वन ट्रक्स आर कमिंग, स्कूटर्स आर कमिंग, दे ऑल स्टॉप्ड गिविंग साइट, डेड बॉडी इज गोइंग, एवरीवन से ओ हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण, बिकॉज वी हैव टू डाई वन डे, लाइक दिस बॉडी इज गोइंग। बट लाइक इन द वेस्ट लॉन्ग बैक वी हैड अवर शिल प्रभुपाद्स अर्च विग्रह इंस्टॉलेशन, सो वी अरेंज ए लिमोजीन फॉर प्रभुपाद टू कम फ्रॉम द प्लेस टू द टेम्पल। And when limousine came, Prabhupada got out and went to the Vyasasan. So our neighbor, Ardeen Hunter, she said, what happened? Is everything okay? Because they bring big, big limousines to carry the dead body. As, you know, it's a thing like, because they hide. They have arrangements like if a person dies, they put in a morgue, and then there are people who does this job. They have a job. They put so many chemicals in the face become swollen up like a full, and then they do all the red things and powders and creams, make beautiful, and then they stretch the face like there is a smiling. So decorating the dead body, because he died peacefully, happily, nicely past. Can anyone die peacefully, happily? Bhagavatam says 1,000 scorpions bite, equivalent to death. So how can, because when person dies, there is yamdutas. They come, they hang around the person. Big, big teeth, big, big nails, and they're very ugly, very ferocious, very terrorizing. And people, what is this? And they call this in the Western countries terminal uneasiness. Terminal uneasiness means because the nurses, the staff, they see a person is dying and he is doing like this. So they begin to think, when people are about to die, something happens to them, they become uneasy. But it's not uneasiness. It's the yamdutas who are showing their big, big teeth to drag the person out. I remember my father was very pious, of course. But one day, he was on the bed, very sick. He said to me, send these people away. Send these people away. I said, Baba, there is nobody out here. I am just you and me. No. These people, they send them away. Because he was seeing Yamdutas. So we made all the arrangements, google.com, but Google, we burned that. And because of that, there's no bad omens come there. And then Nagarbattis and Tulsi Jal and Ganga Jal and nice garlands. So we had made all the arrangements just to, go them away, just to make them go away. But because this is a fact. People see Yamdutas. But devotees, on the other hand, they don't. Another thing, just in terms of in the mentality of devotees, the thing is, we are always engaged. Why devotees don't see Yamdutas? Because they are always engaged in the service of the Lord. Neha Bhikram, Bhagavad Gita, text 240, Neha Bhikram Nasho Asti, प्रत्यवायु न विद्यते स्वल्पमस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भयात्। महतो इज अ बिग भयात् डेंजर। व्हाट इज दैट बिग डेंजर? दैट आफ्टर डेथ आई कैन बिकम ए वॉर्म, आई कैन बिकम डॉग, हॉग, एंड व्हाट हैपेंस आफ्टर दैट? वी हैव टू इवॉल्व फ्रॉम दैट पोजीशन। 8,400,000 species of life. We are on the top 400,000 species humans. And of course, we have the best book of Bhagavatam, we have best philosophy, best prasadam, best nice dressing of deities, association of devotees. We are a very nice situated, we have the perfect philosophy, no confusion. People are confused.
Who is God? What is God? I am God. You are God. Why I am suffering? I don't know. I don't know where I am going. I don't know what I am doing. I am going on my way. They don't know. But we know. That's why we are fortunate. We are very lucky. We are the luckiest people. That's why whatever neha bikram nashoti, whatever little bit service we do in service of Krishna, for the pleasure of Krishna, is never lost. Nashosti is never gone in vain. For example, I was in Glory of India maybe over 10 years back, and we took Charanamrita, everything, and one of our relatives was in hospital and in a brain hemorrhage and in a coma. So we decided to take Charanamrita in a little small bottle, and we took that Charanamrita to the hospital. And because we went from the temple right away with dhoti, kurta, tilak, everything, and then in the hospital, when we reached there, we saw that she was just on her deathbed and everything, and we took the Charanamrita, put in her mouth, and there was another bed besides her bed. And there was a person, similar status, coma, and Mataji said, Prabhu, you came from temple, you brought Charanamrita. Can you give little bit to my husband? He has been here for last 7 days, and we are very much sad because of his suffering, we cannot see. I said, why not? We gave Charanamrita to Mataji, and she put in his mouth. And then when we were talking to her, she said, my husband, he was the contractor of Prabhupada's Samadhi here in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada, what he did, he made sure that Charanamrita reaches him in his mouth right before the death. This is Srila Prabhupada. This is Srila Prabhupada. Neha Bikram Nashosti. He was contractor. He was paid, of course, but because he was involved in Prabhupada's Samadhi building, Prabhupada arranged Charanamrita right on that his bed. We were the medium, but we are nothing. Prabhupada made that arrangement. For his service, he got him Charanamrita. And after 2-4 days, both they have left body. But this is what Prabhupada does for whatever little bit service we do. And here, Lord Balarama was the seventh child of the Devaki, and it was considered miscarriage, and though it was transferred to the womb of Rohini, and Balarama took birth, and Kansa considered it was miscarriage, but then in case of eighth child, so in case of eighth child, it was very mysterious. So Kansa, because he's always fearful, always fear, always thinking, oh, my killer is coming. Even if he touch anything, so he becomes so fearful. Why? This fear, like in America, or even, I don't know in India, but in America, they have a sticker on their cars in the back, no fear. Big sticker. Why no fear? Because they are always fearful, always thinking, I may die, I may get cancer, because this is material existence. Material existence means Ishvara aham, aham bhogi, balvan aham, aham sukhi. I am Ishvara, controller, God. Aham bhogi, I am enjoyer. Everything is meant for my satisfaction, my enjoyment. Balvanaham, I am very powerful. Aham sukhi, and I am just enjoying my life like anything. But fear of death. Hiranyakashipu, fear of death. He tried to escape death by asking boon from Brahma. And Brahma said, I am mortal, so how can I give you immortality? Then Hiranyakashipu said, okay,
Give me the boon that I do not die in air or earth or water or God or human or inside, outside, weapon or fire, whatever. So many roundabout he asked. But Lord Narasimha Dev appeared in such a mysterious form for this materialistic Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed. So that was his plan. Have money, bag, borrow, steal, wealth, women, wine. So this is the materialistic agenda. And Lord appeared in such a mysterious half-man, half-lion form and killed Hiranyakashipu by keeping all the boons given by Brahma intact. This is Lord's power. Nobody can escape. So, on the other hand, if you look at the devotees, like Mother Kunti, not Queen Kunti, Mother Kunti, a great devotee in New Vrindavan, West Virginia, USA, she was involved in very pure devotional service, book distribution, and always she has a family, husband, she took care of them also, but somehow she was trying to put the family together, but that couldn't happen for some or the other reason, but she never gave up book distribution, and she raised millions of dollars of funding for Prabhupada's palace in West Virginia. Prabhupada Palace is a big palace, and devotees made for Srila Prabhupada and government of West Virginia. They have a tour to that place, because if you come to go to a town, there's a bus tour, you buy a ticket and they take you different places. And one of the places they go to Prabhupada's palace. Big bus tours come and then they go and see the whole palace. So she was one of the fundraisers for that. So when she got stuck with cancer, because she belonged to Boise, where I lived, so our temple president's wife, very dedicated and very good devotees, always a great culture of serving Vaishnavas. This is what we learn from there. Great culture of serving Vaishnavas. Guru Maharajis, sannyasis, devotees, whosoever comes, they will serve nicely. And in this case, she brought Mother Kunti to the temple and kept her in a room, and we all served her very personally, very nicely, took care of her. Later on, she moved back to New Vrindavan with a big community of devotees. But when she was there, and her bones were so fragile, she could not lift even Bhagavatam. So we made arrangement of a computer and monitor besides her bed. By moving mouse, she can read all Bhagavatam. And she is on the deathbed. Terminal cancer. No cure, just painkillers, that's all. Or chemo, whatever they tried. But she was in the hospital, fully conscious, fully aware of the things. And by seeing her, the death is sure here. No anxiety on her face, like Kansa. He has so much anxiety because he's materialistic. Another devotee here, no anxiety. Very bright, beautiful face. There was a guy, Roger, he was a ward boy taking care of so many things. So he told us, "What do you guys do? I have never seen somebody having terminal cancer and so peaceful and smiling. What is your process?" Of course, later on we brought him to temple. He became devotee later on. But whomsoever Mataji met just was impressed. And then we called a press conference also for preaching point of view. And there's all newspapers and cameramans, and they came. So Mother Kunti, what is your understanding? Because you are about to die. So what is your understanding of life? How you lived your life and now you are giving up this body?
And you're so bright, so effulgent, so happy. How is that?
He said, for our benefit, for the benefit of the society, that, and of course, the truth. She said, because of my unalloyed, unflinching attachment to my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada and also to Krishna through him, these are the only asset that I collected, and because of that, now that I know I'm going to give up this body very soon, and I don't want to exchange my situation even with the King of Heaven, because I know where I'm going. I know what is my destination. I know my Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada is there to pick me up, to take me back to Godhead. So confident, so fixed up. So this is the power of Hare Krishna mantra, power of this ISKCON Hare Krishna movement, that devotees, they can defeat death like anything. Like when Prahlad Maharaj was going back to Godhead, there was a plane came to pick him up, and he said, well, what about my mother? Oh, there's a separate plane for her. Okay. Then he stepped on the head of the death to climb on the plane. So devotees are like this. And on the other hand, this Kansa, so he's so much afraid of. So why? Because like this material world, like Rishabhdev, to his 100 sons, headed by Bharat Maharaj, he said, my dear sons, please, please do not endeavor so hard day and night just to satisfy your senses like a hog. Where is food? Where is stool? Where is stool? Nayam deho deho bhajan niloke kastan kaman kasta. With great endeavor, great difficulty, we get some money. For what? To enjoy the material senses. Kastan ka arhati, every day, vidbhujang like stool eater. Vit means stool and bhojan means eater. Don't waste your time, my dear sons, like eating a stool for the sense gratification and doing so much hard work every day. Tapo divyam putra ka jena sattvam shudhyad yasmad brahma sokhya tanantam. Please do austerities, tapa. Our austerities are in ISKCON. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. So simple. Many of you even took birth without these four right away. Never indulge. So auspicious birth. Not much effort made. And chant 16 rounds. So simple. What is this austerity? Is nothing. So nayam deho deho bhajan ne loke kastan kaman arhat vidh bhajange tapo divyam du austerity. Putra ka jena sattvam, you become purified, shuddhyad brahma sokhya tanantam. You get the pleasure and the transcendental loving service of the Lord anantam. Look at the book distributors. They stand like in Boise River Festival, we would go, and even Mother Kunti, she had all that vases and everywhere, bone cancer, and temperature is like 120 degrees Fahrenheit, and we have umbrella on her, and her skin is burning already with the radiation, and she is going out on book distribution. So much, because she did that whole life. She could not think even on deathbed, not distributing. Srila Prabhupada, he was about to leave his body any time. He is translating Bhagavatam, fully conscious of his life, fully conscious of his position. No high high, like Kansa is doing here. So this material world is very difficult. Kastan kaman, because even tiger, lion, king of the jungle, animals, they are fearful of tiger. And he is out for hunting now, because he stays in a cave, and he comes out only when he's very hungry. And now, he is out. The arrangement of nature is such, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that there is a bird, a special bird. Her job is nothing but only to be with the tiger. And her voice, phew, is like that voice. And when tiger moves, she goes from tree to tree and just making that sound, and all the animals of the jungle would know tiger is coming. And tiger, without that phew, he could easily catch his prey just by running 10 miles an hour. But now, because of phew, tiger has to run 50 miles an hour. This is our material existence. We have to work very hard. And so, our chanting, it is very important. It should not be parrot-like chanting. What parrots, they do, if you teach them, like in Salt Lake City, Spanish Fork, in the temple, they have a couple of birds. They can even mimic the sound of a phone ringing. What to speak of Hare Krishna mantra, because they learn. And you chant Hare Krishna with them, they were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you cannot even find a difference in the sound also. They will very perfectly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And they will make the sound exactly like you. These are the birds. But when the cat comes, tow, 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 tow. So when death comes, yes. So our chanting should be very, very pure. Aparadha shunya hoye loho Krishna naam. Free from offenses. There are 10 offenses, everyone knows. Nama prad, nama bhas, shuddha naam. We have to rise from these stages. So we have to chant the holy names of the Lord with full sincerity, like a crying of a child for mother's help. And mother knows. So Krishna knows. Somehow I am in this material world, I am suffering, I am dying. So many problems are there. Daik, devik, bhautik, trapatya, anumulanam. This Bhagavatam is meant for this. And we want to chant, because chanting is only thing, the most important thing we want to do every day. But Ratina, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have no attachment to your holy names, Lord. Nam Nakari Bauda Nija Sarva Shakti. You have infused this Hari Nam with all your potencies. But Ratina, I have no attachment. So, couple of last points, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned, Bhajau Re Mana Shrenandana Abhaya Charanar Vrindare. So we have to bhaja, we have to do devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord to get abhayam. Bhaktanam Abhyankaram. Mother Kunti, Queen Kunti said in her prayers, that you, bhaya personified, is fearful of you. So, happiness comes from fearlessness. And fearlessness comes from devotional service. Because we know, when we take up to devotional service, whatever is happening in our life is not by chance. Is not by destined karma. It's by the arrangements of God, arrangement of Krishna. Whatever misery, whatever problems we face as a devotee in our life, it is given personally by the Lord to purify us, to think of Him. Simple. And if after getting problems and miseries in our life as a devotee, if we come closer to Krishna, that is another sign, a clear indication that, like a child, mother beats, sometimes for the mistake, slaps, and child is still coming crying towards mother. So we are like that child. Even we feel we are being chastised by Krishna or Guru or devotees, we still come closer to them. We don't go away. We come closer. We get hold of Krishna and devotees even tighter. And sometimes our faith is so shaky, like one of my friend's uncle, long back. He heard that he got this heart problem and weakness in the body. Somebody suggested, take chicken soup, And the guy was vegetarian whole life. Never even thought of an egg. And now demoniac people advise him like this. And he began to take chicken soup like this. Because he had no taste. Such a horrible thing. So because we, our sometimes faith can become so weak. Like I was, whenever I used to fly from USA to India, Gopal Krishna Maharaj one time said, Shri Hari, you can fly with Aeroflot. Yes, because Maharaj flies Aeroflot very often to Moscow and other places within Russia. And they have bought nice planes. So I bought ticket finally on the advice of Maharaj from Aeroflot. And Aeroflot, so from Delhi, while returning, we went to Moscow. And in Moscow they announced, because of the heavy snowfall, 5 feet snowfall, now your flight is delayed and you will be put in a sort of arrangement in a motel, in a hotel, and there you will be kept for almost maybe 36 hours, something like that. And what happened? There was nothing to eat without flash. And we can't even eat in their plates. And the whole plane, there were so many people from Canada, so many people, and they were mostly Indians. And we are all put at one place, and then they will all go for dinner, all will go for lunch all together, because they are escorted, because they want to make sure that they stay together. But we won't go because there was nothing to eat for us. So they would give a coupon, you can buy from a shop some fruits. So we bought some fruits. And after two meals, some people ask, "Aap log nahi kuch kha rahe hain? You are not eating anything, we have seen. Aap kuch khate nahi kya? Don't you eat?" Aisa khate to hum bhi bahut hain, lekin ye sab nahi kha pate. We don't eat all this. When they came to know, they said, "Oh, they brought all their coupons to us. Prabhuji, please buy fruits from our coupons, because they give you only two fruits and you need whole day." So devotees are like this, very determined. We are not, people say, "Oh, what is left in your life? No meat eating, no recite, no gambling, no intoxication. What is the fun in your life?" I say, "You don't know the fun. You don't know what we are enjoying. You don't know what we have got. Our pleasure is tvanantam brahma sokya, tvanantam never ending, ever increasing." So thank you very much for your presence here. And if there is any question, we can go around and with any question, if there is any. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada.